Not putting myself first, I will share in the joy and sadness of others, just like the compassionate Buddha.
自分だけを大事にすることなく、人と喜びと悲しみを分かち合います。慈悲に満ち満ちた仏様のように。ナンマンダブ、ナンマンダブ、ナンマンダブ。
Very good. Good morning, everyone. Oh, this is wonderful. I have a full screen full of faces, even onto the second screen. It's great to see you all.Get all those happy, smiling faces. It's, the weather's been good. It's been nice. The seasons are changing. And we have coming up this week on May 5th, we have a very special Japanese holiday is coming up. Does anybody know what that special holiday coming up is? May 5th? I'll give you a little bit of a hint. Yes. Have you seen one of these before? Yeah. Does anyone have one of these hanging out in front of their house? Does anyone have one of these?Yeah, I stole this one from our house, so I'll put it back when I get home. This is called a koinobori. Koinobori. So if you can see, it's a little bit of these carp streamers. And so in Japan, it's customary to hang these up in the spring. I read that you can hang it up anytime from Ohigan through May 5th, but people very often have these hung up in the early May, particularly on May 5th.To celebrate the holiday of Children's Day, the Japanese holiday of Children's Day, observed on May 5th. And Children's Day is a day when we express our gratitude to the people and to all the living beings who help our children grow up to be strong and to be wise. There, I even have a little microphone stand. I can hang that up here for this morning. So this Children's Day,So again, it's a time when we're thinking about our children, when we're also expressing our wish for them to grow, to be healthy and happy. And so why is it that we have this koinobori, that we do these carp? We fly these carp streamers. If you go to Japan, oftentimes you'll see big, long carp streamers people will hang. In the temple in the past, we've made these. And, you know, if you'd like, I encourage you to, you know, you can make these with paper and any sort of stick you have at your house. AndThis might be a nice activity to do this coming week if you have some time and would like to do a little fun activity. And so these carp streamers, this is said to go back all the way to ancient China. The story is said to go back to ancient China and to a place in China called the Yellow River. The Yellow River is, I believe it's the second largest river in China. It runs across northern China. It begins out in the deserts of northwestern China and it flows.All the way to the ocean, going out in Shandong province. It goes out into the sea. And so it's said that in this Yellow River, there is a very special waterfall. It goes through the mountains, it goes through the deserts, but there's one part of this Yellow River that has a very special waterfall. And it's said that with this waterfall, if a fish is able to climb up to the top of the waterfall, then that fish...will become a dragon, become a dragon. And so if you've ever seen fish, salmon running in a salmon stream or something, sometimes they're able to kind of jump up to climb up waterfalls. And so in the Yellow River, it said there's a waterfall where if the fish can climb all the way to the top, when they get to the top, they become a dragon. Now, dragons are very special animals in Buddhism, very special because dragons are dedicated to helping others.The whole purpose of a dragon's life is to try to help others. And dragons can move freely from the world of enlightenment all the way down into our world of confusion where we live today. And they move back and forth between these two worlds to help to guide people to awakening. Dragons also have an important role here at the temple because we consider to be dragons to be protectors of the Dharma.Dragons are protectors of the Buddha's teaching. And so we have some dragons here. If you think back to your memories of the temple, I'll switch the video for a second. Do you remember, if you're here at the temple, do you remember where we have some dragons? There are two places in particular where we have beautiful images of dragons. And I want to show these to you now. I'm going to share my screen here. So I'm going to show you. There's one place here. Can you see that picture there? See that picture there? And so if we're right on the right and the left, you recognize this? This is the main incense burner where we come up to do Oshoko during our services. And so on the right and the left of this incense burner, we have two dragons that are there. And there's one other place where we have some dragons. Oh, I think did I just zoom that in? It looks like I did. Okay. And then there's one other place. So on either side of where the Buddha is, you can see we have these carved golden dragons on either side that we can see here, right? That are carved. And so these dragons are here, and they're here protecting the Buddha's teaching. They're here to protect the Dharma for us, because the Dharma is what guides us and what sustains us in our lives. And so when we think about these dragons, they're very significant in Buddhism, and they're a wonderful guide for us, right? So if we think about then this special waterfall in the Yellow River, there were many fish from all over China who would swim and try to arrive at the Yellow River, who would swim and try to go to where they could then swim upstream there like that and realize becoming a dragon, right? And so some of those fish would come from very clean, pure mountain streams. And by the time they got to the waterfall, they were very tired and they were coughing because the Yellow River is called the Yellow River because the color of the river, if you look at a picture of it, it's kind of a yellowish color. And that's because it's filled with silt, with a very fine dirt and sand that comes from the deserts where this river originates. It originates in the deserts in northwestern China. And so the river is filled with silt. It looks almost like chocolate milk. It's a very murky color. And so many fish that were very strong in the mountain rivers, where the water runs nice and clean, by the time they got to this waterfall, swimming through the Yellow River, they were very tired and they felt a little bit sick, right? But there's one fish that was very strong. It was very strong in this murky, silty water, a fish that lives at the bottom and lives in muddy ponds. Do you know what kind of fish that is? That's the carp. The carp, their natural habitat is in very murky, muddy waters. And so the carp was very strong in this muddy water. And so when it got to the waterfall, it was feeling just fine. And so it struggled and went partway up, and then it got washed back down and kept swimming and back and jumping and swimming. And the carp was able to make it right to the top of the waterfall and became a dragon. And becoming a dragon, then it flowed freely into the throughout this world where the people live, this world of confusion, of greed, anger, and ignorance, but also up into the world of enlightenment to bring the teachings down and to bring people up to the teachings. So the carp is a wonderful creature for us to reflect upon at this time of Children's Day, at this time when we're thinking about also the compassionate Buddha, right? So if you think about the carp is dedicated to helping others, right? And so if we think about our own lives, there are many streams that we have to cross. There are many waterfalls that we have to climb up. We face many challenges. Sometimes we have challenges with our work, new projects at work, very difficult projects. Sometimes we have challenges in our family where we face difficulties. Maybe it could be the loss of a loved one. It could be the loss of a job. It could be a big exam that we have at school or some difficulty. I think all of us as a community, as a nation, and as the whole world, we're all climbing up a big waterfall right now, the big waterfall of COVID-19. Right? As a world, we're trying to overcome this disease so that we can all be happy and healthy. And so this is a wonderful time to think of the example. Think of the example of the carp that climbs the river and becomes a dragon, right? So how are we to become dragons ourselves? How are we to follow in the example of the carp? Think about the carp. The carp doesn't live in the comfortable clean, pure waters. The carp lives in the mucky, difficult waters, right? The carp lives comfortably amidst all of the challenges of life, right? And so it is this sharing, right? Sharing in the joys and the sadnesses of others that enables us to realize this strong and compassionate heart, this heart that will enable us to climb up the waterfall. Because the carp, when it wanted to climb up that waterfall, it did it so that it could become a dragon, so that it could be able to help others even better than it could before. And so that's what we aspire to do. It's what we wish for our children and all of us. We're all aspiring to become dragons. We're all aspiring to climb up that waterfall. And we do that by realizing that we're most strong, we're able to accomplish the most when we share in the joys and the sadness of others, when we come together, we work together, and we live in the Buddha's compassion. So our Buddhist tradition, our custom is to say these words, Namo Amida Butsu. When we say these words, Namo Amida Butsu, we receive the compassionate heart of the Buddha who looked upon this world and saw that there are many beings who are suffering, many beings who are having difficulty. There are also those who would like to become dragons. Among all the carp, there are many who would like to become dragons, would like to help others and guide others. So in order to enable us to realize that dragon life of caring for others, of helping others, he provided his teachings. The Buddha provided his teachings and he provided the Nembutsu. Moment to moment, as we're climbing up the waterfall, we need that little bit extra understanding. We need to be reminded of why we're doing this, why we're working so hard. We simply hear these words, Namo Amida Butsu. We realize the Buddha cares for us. In receiving that kind caring in the Buddha, we receive the inspiration and the strength to care for others. So that's the spirit of the Nembutsu expressed in our pledge. Not putting ourselves first, doing our best so that we can truly benefit others. And we do that by sharing in their joy and their sadness. So again, I encourage you this week to maybe make one of these, or if you have one of these, take it out, put it out. And as you see these carp, remember the dragon. Remember that carp that climbed the stream to become the dragon by wishing and caring for the happiness and the well-being of others, just as Amida Buddha wishes for us in these words, Namo Amida Butsu. So this will conclude my Dharma talk here. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho. Not becoming lost. Not putting myself first, I will share in the joy and sadness of others, just like the compassionate Buddha. Jibun dake o daiji ni surukoto naku, hito to yorokobi ya kanashimi o wakachi aemasu. Jihi ni michimichita hotoke sama no you ni. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.